Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Welcome, everybody. I am here with Lisa Kaler. We have at least seven people on the line right now. We have to kind of have a quick question. So as soon as I end the show, I will ask Lisa, hear from us and state your name, and that will help. All are coming in. Let me Tim.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tim, calling from New York.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I was just calling to see if there's any message from Spirit for me regarding some manifestation or some new positive things I'm trying to work on.
I heard your work. Oh,
my work?
Right. Yeah, something's going on with your work, with the work you want to do. I'm writing down a lot of different ideas that you want to make. And if you're trying to reinvent yourself, that's what's coming to me. I keep questioning things. Okay, so, you know what, you have a lot of ideas. And it's like you put them in the categories, you categorize them in categories. But I'm just going to confuse you more, I'll give you more clarity. But they all belong. So this is the way I'm told to explain it. When you see, okay, you can take different paths. I mean, it could be a person. They're people, I give them a word of encouragement, and different paths to take. Different paths for people. You're telling yourself to stick with all of it. Does that make sense to you? Are you there, Tim?
Okay. Yep, still there. Okay. It was breaking up a little bit.
And so it's about, instead of compartmentalizing them into different categories, push them together and create your experience, because I feel like you're really multi-talented. And you're kind of trying to pick one. You get that?
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, thank you. I am pleased to meet you, and would you like me to ask my question? Thank you. In March, I purchased a set of china. And when I received it, it didn't look as nice, and there were some little flaws in it. So I shipped it back, and part of it, I got a refund immediately. But for some strange reason, one box was sent 2,000 miles away. But there is proof that the company received it. And also, my online shopping was frozen. And I was told that when you start returning parts of a big order, It will do that. The company starts with an M. They have a Thanksgiving parade every year in so there's a major bank that is helping me with the refund of $152.98. So I'm fairly confident that I'll get that back. But my online shopping, will they reinstate me, and when?
You know, what I'm seeing, because of all the resets going on with the internet and all services and cell towers, there's switches right now and interference and all. I feel like there's missing with whatever has been happening. I don't know if it has to do with somebody getting into your computer system, stop that block, because I feel like some internal block on your computer system, and I don't know where it's coming from. It might be between you and where you are ordering from, if it's Amazon or somebody else. I just see this interference and a block on your number. Okay, your IP number with your computer and the way things are processed, but all the systems are changing right now, and I just feel there's a miscommunication. I don't feel like it's a punishment or anything like that. I just want somebody who's a nice person to call. Here?
I'm having trouble with the phone connection. It's kind of chopping in and out. I'm sorry. So I'm not understanding everything that you're stating. Did you say that I would be reinstated for my online shopping with this company?
You might have to have do something PS. I feel like you're between the internet computer, there's some glitch right now. But I feel like the area you're in, coming on where they are in preparing all the new technology coming out. I feel there's a glitch. Maybe IT person to help you to your IP address to help your call with company that the internet with. Ask them.
Okay. All right. And I apologize. It's so hard to understand because there's issue with the what you're saying is chopping out, and I consider your message so important and vital. So I'm not sure what you said. And there was a supervisor that reinstated me, called me back, but she didn't. Her name is Andrea. But then it went back. So it's a company that I love, beginning with an M, and there's a C in the name. It has emotional ties for me because I've shopped there all my life. So I think what I'm going to do, because I wasn't able to hear you really, is after this major bank helps me get my $152.98, then I think what I would do is probably call the corporate office and just be very polite and businesslike and explain what happened and ask them to please reinstate my online shopping. I wish I could have understood what you were saying, but it's something going on with the...
Wendy, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, this is Mary. 7088, that might be an easier way. Because there is a bad connection. And look in our description that number at one time. It's 407-432-7088. To move on, read next caller.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling so much.
Thank
you. And now we're bringing Philson from. And I want to tell new callers, just be patient. Get to you as soon as you can. Hello, Philson. Hello, Philson. Are you there? Okay, well, Philson, I'm putting Philson on hold, and I'll come back. Now we're going to move to Tricia.
Hi, Alisa. You're breaking up.
Hi.
You're breaking up real bad. Hi, Alisa. Hi. The connection is really, really bad. It's like you're, like Miss Wendy said, you're chopping up every other word. So it's almost, it sounds like you're underwater every time you talk.
Okay. Something different. Okay. We're trying a new way to get the show going. I'm grateful to all called. I really am. And as soon as Alisa gets her call, on her show. It's right a second. I got to move the room because of the way it goes. Do this from mine, something new. Okay, let's see. So we've got about three more calls, and soon we'll get back to you in a moment. You'll answer the phone next. We still have Andy in New York, and we have a person in the interview. Anybody who doesn't know, you've called in because of talk radio. About he said she is truly gifted in spot on for so people. I think Patricia, you called, I believe, didn't you?
Yes, Alisa. Yes, I called about 2 weeks ago.
Here's Alisa. Okay, I'm
Patricia. Okay, now I have. Hi, Alisa. Yes, I can hear you very well now.
We have a very bad connection on the other connection. I have to figure that one out. But I'm here. So we'll do it a different way.
Oh, my gosh.
There's always more than one path. Okay.
It's like the heavens, the gate of heavens opened up when you said hi.
Well, if Wendy's on the line and Tim's on the line, I'm going to just repeat a little bit of what I saw. For Tim, I just saw a lot of ideas that were compartmentalized, and to merge them all together and be, like, put it all together to create what he dreams to create for his work. And as far as Wendy goes with all her situation, I saw a computer glitch. Like, there's a connection difficulty because they're redoing all our lines, and the technical difficulties are coming more from her IP address and for her to contact someone who knows IT, maybe the company she has a connection with to do her internet will help her with her issue. So I'm just trying to reiterate what I saw. So here we are, Patricia, and I see really, really good things for you. So I just see that your life is starting to feel like you're getting more control and more direction. You get that?
Yes.
Patricia, you had a grandchildren question, didn't you, last week?
I did have grandchildren. And this week I actually have a different question. It's about the fiduciary who is over my uncle's estate and his money. The family had to file a complaint against her, and I just want to know, do you see the Veterans Affairs removing her? Her initial
is I feel like the person who's in charge of the estate is not really being present and doing the work to the fullest capacity that is normally expected. It's almost like because everything's so shut down and kind of on hold right now with all of our systems. I mean, the state and the government level, everything is kind of put on a delay, and you're wanting answers now, and I feel like this person doesn't have access to those answers right now. So everything's feeling like it's a delay. Does that make sense to you?
Our complaint is a misuse of funds. So, and this is a complaint that we filed against her back in February. So,
I just feel she's not doing, I feel like she's just not doing her position right now for some reason. And it's, things are just delayed. That's all I can see.
Okay.
I'm not, I feel like the outcome is everything will be sorted out, if that's what you're looking for the answer, but it's going to take a while. It's going to be a delay. And it could be a while. I'm hearing the number 8, and I'm thinking it might be about 8 more months. Could be 8 weeks. I don't always know time. I just heard 8. So I guess maybe just keep on it and just keep pushing, and maybe someone else will be assigned to help you. But I really don't even know if you get someone else assigned to help you, if they're going to have any more pull or push to what you need to execute at this time, just because I keep seeing the word delay. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you both. You do the same. Bye-bye.
All right, hon. Bye.
Okay, now I'm bringing in Katie from New York. Hi, Katie.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I was wondering if you see a future with Eric and me, please.
I was just going to tell you, you're going through a lot of emotional struggle right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not seeing the outcome of it, but right now I feel like there's definitely a separation between the two of you. And I feel like now for you, there's a lot of I'm hearing the word codependency for someone to come in and kind of help bring you up and was holding you there, but they're falling down themselves. So I feel it to tell you to work on you now, and not worry about what the outcome is, because if he's meant to come back up the road, he will, but both of you have work to do on your own selves at this time.
That's
both of you were not healthy for each other the way it was going, okay?
Yeah.
So it's about you working on yourself, him working on himself, and there is a very strong possibility of coming back together, but there was too much codependency going on and lacks that were being fulfilled, and we're going into this heightened phase where we're not to carry the past behaviors and the past burdens with us into real time of where we're going on this fifth dimensional earth. So it's about all of us are, and when I say all of us, I mean the world as a collective is really working on the behaviors and all the past issues that we need to heal within ourselves. And we have to do it alone. Okay? So it's your time to do it alone, but it doesn't mean you're going to be alone. So focus on really reflecting on why you're feeling all this sadness and what it is, where the weaknesses were in relationship status of the cycles that you keep repeating with different people that need healing within yourself. And that's how you're going to get stronger in you, and that's how he is going to get stronger in himself. And then when it's time for you two to come back around, you two will walk together in a much healthier space. Okay?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Katie. We're going to the next caller now.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, my dear. Bye.
Our next caller is Ashiel from New York.
Hi, lady.
Hello, Ashiel.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Calling.
I'm good. I'm just trying to see new love for me, summer love.
I see you doing an investment. I see you doing some sort of investment. That came up first. And as far as a new love, I feel like you're doing this investment, like your work, something with your work and your some stuff that you do is more important at the moment.
Okay?
I feel like right now, if you were to step into a relationship with somebody, it would be a distraction from what you're supposed to be doing for yourself at this moment.
Okay.
So right now for you to bring somebody in, it would not, you wouldn't have the time. You
okay.
get that, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what an investment is yet. Hopefully it can become clear to me. I would love to do that.
Oh, I just see you doing an investment. I don't know if it's something with a job or with yourself, but I see you investing in something that it's going to take time. I don't know if it's a job you're doing, like if you're doing something with property or...
I'm self-employed. I have an online business. I want it to expand, so it makes sense. So I don't, you know.
Hopefully okay. Okay. Could I just see this investment, and you're going to be doing a lot of you can't be distracted right now. Let's just put it that way. And somebody in your life would be a distraction because the time that it's going to take for you to do what you need to execute to the fullest, you know, to get your platform there first and your foundation really strong. It's just not the right time, but it will be time. It's just not yet. I feel more towards either the fall, late fall, or early winter of this coming year is when you're going to have more free time to go out and date. Okay?
Sounds good. Look forward to
that.
All right, my dear.
Good luck with that, Ashiel. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I'm going now to Filson in Ohio. Let's see if Filson can join us. Are you there, Filson?
I am here.
Excellent. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Thank you.
So I see magic. I see a lot of magic around you. I see a lot of positive manifestation around you. You've really been working on yourself. Your blessings are coming to you. Your blessings, a lot of blessings. Do you understand?
I kind of understand because I feel it. Like, I feel like energetically.
Well, you put it out there. You put it out there. You planted a lot of seeds, and blessings are going to be coming to you in abundance. So be patient, okay? Just be there, open to receive. It's coming. And fast.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Blessings? Can you be, like, a little bit more specific? Because there's been certain things that I kind of want. I'm not sure if that's what's going to happen,
obviously. We're almost out of time, so I'm going to tell you the best thing would be for you to text Elisa and set up a private reading with her at 407-432-7088. And let me try to get in these last. We've got three more callers who are waiting. So I'm going to put you back on hold. You can stay online and be sure to check the description to get Elisa's number. Hello, who just called in from the 415 number?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, where are you calling from?
Hi, New Jersey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Can you just do a general? I'm just sort of, things are good in my life. I just have been working through like some deep lessons the last couple days, but I think I got it now.
Oh, girl, I was going to say there's a lot of sadness that's coming up right now for you.
Yeah.
But it's coming up.
Yeah.
So your lessons are bringing all this. Like, I feel this, like, it's almost between my throat and my heart, and it's like, oh, my God, what is all this stuff? So it needs to clear, and just be gentle with yourself and allow it. I feel like you're growing and you're expanding and you're realizing so many lessons that needed to be learned. You're finally accepting it for what it is instead of feeling like you have to continue to go back to it over and over again. You're starting to really disconnect and cleanse your circle and your energy field of the people and things and choices that you once made okay. They're not okay. Do you understand?
Yeah, it was really interesting because the sadness that came up just like within the last 24 hours had to do with like a rose quartz crystal. I was like really super pissed about what this girl sent me. And like, it was like the most bizarre thing. So when that happens, like, you know, it's a spiritual lesson.
Yeah.
Like to get so upset over a crystal, you know, like.
The rose quartz has to do with heart energy, and that might make sense for why things are starting to shift from your heart and come up, like to release. But you're just going through the reset, and I feel once you get through it, you're going to be so free.
And so it's going to be like fresh air throughout your whole system. It's just good.
Yeah.
I feel flow coming to you, okay? And you might already be feeling it, but this is like, oh, get this gone. Just get it out of me for the last time. I don't want it anymore. That's what I feel with you. But it's just sadness. And sadness is, it's good that showed up and it's coming up. So just, you know, pay attention to it and, you know, allow it and just say it's okay. You know, it's okay. It's part of you cleansing so you can open up to all new possibilities. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. I definitely feel that. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Jessica. And I want
to
remind everybody, if you want to get to talk to Alisa a little more in-depth, just text her at 407-432-7088, and she will set up an appointment with you. I'm going to bring in our next caller from 509 area code. Who's calling?
Hi. Hi, my name's Helen.
Helen, where
and
are you
I
calling
to
from?
Ask about, oh, I'm calling from BC.
Welcome.
Hello, Helen.
Hi.
You know
I went to the hospital
real...
map.
Oh, mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you before you asked me, you have a really funny sense of humor, by the way, but go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I went to ask about romance.
About your mom?
Romance.
Okay.
Like love coming into my life?
Ramon is... He gives you the surface, but he's not giving you the depth.
I wanted to ask about romance, like love.
Oh, romance. I thought you said Ramon. Okay.
No.
I'm just feeling like it's on the surface. It's not in the depth. I don't feel it around you right now in full capacity. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you get when, though?
You know, I hear that you have to do some self-work, girl. I just feel like when you're looking for something, it's going to take a little bit longer. So just allow it to come to you. But there's somebody that, okay, I feel there is somebody around you that's of interest, but I feel they're on the surface and not in the depth of it yet. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because whoever this person is, they're kind of just being there. It's like you can talk to them. It feels really comfortable. I feel you really like this person a lot, and you could, you know, easily go into a relationship, but this person's not ready yet. They're kind of keeping you on the surface and not letting you into the heart. I feel like there's things that you need to work on you right now, and then I don't know if this person's facilitating you to heal that, but I feel like his knowledge and his wisdom is very impactful to you, and that's why you're falling in love with him. But he's just not committal at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when. I'm not seeing when. I feel like you have to go through the journey. If you know when, then you're not going to live in the moment and do it right now for you. Okay, because it's going to be focused on the end time instead of starting right now to work on you. And allow him to stay in your energy. He's not bad for you. It's just that I don't feel he's there fully yet, okay?
Yes, I understand.
It's a process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's time for you to work on you and not feel so, you know, that's what I'm getting.
We have one more caller, and we're almost out of time. So I'm going to really
try. Thank you so much.
I'm going to go and bring in this last caller, and we are totally almost out of time. Hello, who just called in?
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria.
Hi, Gloria.
I remember you.
Okay. Oh, Rose Maria. Okay, they said Gloria. Hard for me to hear.
New relationship long term that's coming in, or am I gonna travel with them this year? Or
I feel you have a longevity companion, so it's good. I feel like you do the, you've been doing the journey with this person for a while. Yeah, I feel like it's long term. So don't worry, don't question things. It's really good. You know, you don't have to have a piece of paper to make it be permanent. You know what I mean?
Right. That's true.
Just enjoy the journey and go enjoy your time together. You guys travel and do things. It's fun. It's exciting. I feel like sometimes in the back of the head, it's like, well, if I commit on a piece of paper, it might ruin a good thing. But it's a great thing. So just keep going with it. It'll all align as it's supposed to. Okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Stay positive.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so grateful. Right, everybody called in today. This was really good. We had, I think, 11 callers. So I'm going to have to close this out because we do have another call, another show coming up right after this one on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to check out beunique.org for all of our callers and to know when the next time Elisa will be here next Tuesday. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.